Matthew chapter 24. Good to have you in the house of the Lord this evening. Hope the Lord would bless you in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. I sure do. Matthew chapter 24 is what I'm going to work at. It just depends on how long I go with it. We'll be looking at Matthew 24, 42 through 51. If I get done a little bit early, I might jump on over to 25. I was going to try to do both of them. But this is a good teaching in this text. Of course, all God's words is good teaching, don't you think? Amen. I mean, whenever you come and listen to the Scriptures, that should raise you up a bit. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have a place where you can come to and you can sing to the Lord and you can preach and you can talk. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a wonderful place to be. And I'm thankful that you're here tonight. So Matthew 24 is where we're going to start at. Matthew chapter 24, and we'll begin at verse 42. Now, I'm going to go ahead and start right into it. I was going to read it all to you, and I'd like to... let me go ahead and do that anyway, but I'm going to let you all be seated. I ain't going to let you stand up, okay? So let me go ahead and read what I'm planning on doing, and you can look over it as we go down through it. Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But now this, that if the goodman of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up, or people going in to steal from him. Therefore, verse 44. Therefore, be ye also ready. Be ye also what? Be ye ready. Let's say that one. Let's everybody say that together. Be ye ready. You got to be ready. I hope, I imagine that everybody here tonight have already been saved, but we don't know that for sure, do we? We need to make our election and calling sure. You got to know that you've been born again. And that has to be without the shadow of a doubt. And, beloved, I believe that I'm born again without a shadow of a doubt. I know I'm born again. And you know how I know? This most marvelous feeling come over me one day, and I knew that's not what saved me. You know what saved me? The Holy Spirit of God opened my heart, and He drawed me right to Himself. And He gave me everlasting life the day that I was born again. All God's people say it. He makes you alive. Before I was saved, I was dead. You know, Scripture says it, right? Ephesians 2. We were dead in trespasses and in sin. We were walking corpses before we were born again. We were dead in trespasses and sins. And what the Lord does in salvation is He makes you alive. That's what He does. You can't make somebody get saved. All you can do is tell them the message, and that's what I do. I hope that everybody that's here tonight that's born again and trusted Jesus, I hope that you talk to your friends, and I hope you talk to your kinfolk so that you can tell them about Jesus, because that's the most important thing in life, is having everlasting life. If you die without everlasting life, you'll lose your soul. And I'm going to tell you something else. Hell is just as real as heaven is. It's just as real as heaven is. And we talk a lot about heaven, and I'm great that we do, but we need to talk a whole lot about hell too, because that's where you don't want to go. You say, you're using them fear tactics. I ain't using the fear tactics. I'm just telling you what the Scripture says. I want you to be born again. I want you to trust Jesus as your Savior. Let me ask you a question. If you die tonight, where would you go? If you die tonight, where would you go? You got to know that you're going. Man, I don't know. I couldn't lay down and sleep at night if I didn't know I had eternal life. I mean, it'd be hard to sleep, wouldn't it? But you know, I lay down, I can lay down like just sleep, because you know what? He's paid my sin debt, and he's paid it in full. He didn't pay it in half. He pays it. He pays it in full. The scripture, that old song we sing, Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. Didn't pay it halfway. He paid it all the way. And that's the greatest thing that you as a Christian, you should have. Okay? So he says, watch therefore. For ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Do you know when Jesus is coming? Then don't listen to them. I'm going to try to be nicer than I was last time. No one knows the day and the hour, the Scripture says. We don't know when he's going to come. I mean, you remember back in 1988, where 88 reasons why Jesus is coming in 88. All kinds of people bought that goofy book, but guess what happened? Yeah, it aggravated me to death. You don't know when Jesus is going to come. Only the Father knows that. Father knows that. And there'll be a day that he'll go get your people out of here. Oh, God's people say. That's how it's going to go down. That's how it's going to go down. Get your people out. Bring it to an end. First thing going to happen is the dead in Christ. Listen now. The dead in Christ will rise first. You got any loved ones that knows Jesus? If you do, raise your right hand. You want to see him again? That's the only way you're going to be able to see him again, is if you know Jesus as your Savior. Got to know that you've trusted him. Man, oh man. We've had a lot of death here at Elizabeth Baptist Church. Been a lot of death over the past 5 years. It's really, really, really been something. But we just got to keep right on rolling with it. We still got jobs to do. We got people to witness to. We got people to invite so that they can come and be a part of it. It's not over till it's over. And while we're here, we want to worship. We want to witness. We want to praise him. We want to share the gospel with our loved ones and with our co-workers. You want to do all of that. The more you reach. But beloved, who's the one that tells them? It has to be someone has to tell them. You tell them in a good way. Say, boy, you know, I've talked to people before, and I'll do it with my hat in my hand. Basically, I'll just say, buddy, I'd dearly love to see you saved. Here, we've been working together for all these years, and we've talked about Jesus and talked about Jesus and talked about Jesus, but you've never made a profession of faith in Jesus. He said, but Jeff, if I die, you're going to be the one to do the funeral, but, are you saved? Have you trusted Jesus? That's what carries the message. There's been times I've had to go in the pulpit at a funeral service, and I've had to say, you know, I can't really say much. You know what I do, don't you? I preach to the people that are there. You can't preach to the dead. They're already gone. It's already over. You can't undo anything then. It's a dangerous thing if you really believe that there's a God. And you really believe that there's a heaven and a hell. It behooves you to look into that thing, because that's the greatest thing that you must have in your life. You must have eternal life. And if you don't have eternal life, then you must be born again. You have to be. Or you'll die in your sin. Or you'll die in your sin. I told you this not long ago, but I'm going to tell it to you again. There's a boy that I was supposed to witness to, and I thought, well, I got plenty of time to do it. I think I'll just wait a day or two. Now I realize that God has his people. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand that at all. But we as God's people have a duty to share the gospel to lost people. Well, I thought, well, all right, I can't remember what all the circumstance of it was, but what I do remember, I thought, well, I waited. It was starting to bother me a bit, but you know what happened? He died that way. I never got there. Kills you. Now, I know the Lord's in charge, and I know that. But we must share the gospel with people that we come into contact with and tell them about Jesus. Oh, about killed me. I'm telling you, it just about killed me. Missed it. All right, let's read on. All right. You don't know when, verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now either you're going to die, what's the other thing that's going to happen? Either you're going to die first, or what else is going to happen? The second coming will be coming. So you got to be ready for both of those. Do y'all agree? You got to be ready for both of those. I want you to have eternal life, as I say, 9,000-6,000 times in this church. And we want to tell that to our... Listen, we got to take this thing out of the church, and where you work at, where you go to school at, where your neighbors is at, and there's times that you just need to talk to them about the Lord. You don't cram it down their throat, and if they're not listening and they don't want to do it, then it, obviously the door ain't open. Sometimes the door's wide open, though. Have you ever seen the door wide? Hey, when you witness to somebody, sometimes the Holy Spirit will open that door wide open. But, beloved, if we don't pray for souls, I don't think you'll see them. I just don't think you'll see them if you don't pray for souls. If you don't pray for souls, then that means you don't care, does it? Man, we need to have a tender heart towards those that have never trusted Jesus. All right, let me get rolling. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known, what watch the thief would come, he would have done what? If you know the thief was getting ready to come to your house, what would you do? What would you do? You'd be that. I know some of you already. You'd have a big double-barreled shotgun just waiting on them to come in to protect your what? Protect your family. To protect your family. That's what we would do. And that's what he's talking about here. You got to watch. But this, what they're watching and talking about here in verse 43 right there, he's talking about either the second coming or death. Either one. Either one of them is going to happen to you. So you need to be, if you've never been born again, then you need to have everlasting life. So that when you die, you go off to be with Jesus. Seriously. If you've heard it and heard it and heard it and heard it, and yet don't trust it, it's a dangerous spot for somebody to live. I don't know how many different times over the years I've seen people that I've witnessed to, told them about Jesus, told them the gospel, told them what God can do. And you know what? No. Not do it. You can't make people do it. And you know, really, beloved, the only person that can make a person alive, you know, listen, we were dead in trespasses and sins. You can't make somebody alive. Do you know who makes somebody alive? Somebody tell me who makes somebody alive. The Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit works on people's hearts. There's been people that I know of that I'd like to shook them saved. But you can't shake them saved. It has to be from their heart. And it has to be the Holy Spirit that does the moving. And when He does the moving, and when that touches their heart, there'll be a change of conduct, and they want to be saved, and they want to have everlasting life. And you won't have to pull them either. You won't have to do none of those things. All right, let's move down to verse 44. Therefore be ye, verse 44, what to tell you to be ye what? I put it in a circle in my Bible. It says, therefore be ye ready. Are you ready? Let me ask you this tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you know you're ready? Or do you think you're ready? I mean, this has to be right on spot. You know what I'm trying to say? This has to be done. If you've never trusted Jesus and you die that way, we're talking about eternity. Yeah, you think when a lost man or woman or whoever dies and they die in their sin, heaven's forever, right? But you know hell's forever too? That scares me to death for people. And once they're gone, there's nothing can be done. This is a big thing right here. If a lost man or woman or boy or girl has never trusted Jesus, that's why you got to tell them about Christ. Beloved, we kind of get lackadaisy about reaching for lost people. We really do. Well, I got time to do it. Well, you might have time to do it, and you might not have time to do it, and they might die that way. But the person that was there, if you never told them, wouldn't that be a shame? You got to tell them in a good way. You can't cram them down their throat either. I've seen them do that too, because they wanted a stat. You know what I mean? I don't want that. I won't cram nothing down somebody's throat. I like to go to them and talk to them and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, and the Holy Spirit can take and open that heart. Remember Lydia, the seller of purple? Listen to this. Tell me who opened her heart. Whose heart the Lord opened. Who opened your heart? The Lord did it. Who opened my heart? Who gets the glory for salvation? The Lord does. I've had people say, well, Jeff saved me last week. I didn't save you. I might have told you the way, but the only thing that can bring about a new birth is the Holy Spirit. All God's people say it. And that's who does it. All right, let me read on down. Verse 44 says, be you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? For in such an hour you think the Son of Man cometh, who then is faithful, wise servant, who his Lord made ruler over his household to give them meat in their due season. Using the illustration. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Be about the Lord's business. I'm born again, beloved. And I want you to listen to me. I know it. I'm happy about it too. I'm ready for, hey, listen to me. I'm ready for eternity, buddy. If he calls me up, I'm ready to go. And you've got to know that you've done that. But if you haven't done that, you're not ready to go. And if you say, I think I am, that's no. You got to know. You can't think or doubt it. God has simplified all this thing out for us, I think. Therefore, be ye ready. Be ye what? Be ye ready. You know when Jesus said this 2,000 years ago? Be ye ready. Be ready. Be ready to go up. Don't let the time go by. Share it with somebody. Share it with people. That's what they need to hear. All right. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made rule over the household to give them meat in their season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Beloved, while we're here, what are we here for? Let me ask you while we're on the... What are we here for? What are we doing here? We're here to serve the Lord. That's what I'm here... And you know what makes me happy in this life? I just dearly love to please the Lord. That's who I want to please. I don't try to prove... You know me. I don't try to please people. I don't. The number one person I'm concerned with is my King. I want to do what He wants me to do. All God's people say it. It's the greatest thing you can have. And He's done great things for us. Beloved, He didn't have to save us, but He chose to save us. He didn't have to. There was nothing in that about us that was great. We were sinners. Sinners. Even though we've been born again, guess what? We are sinners saved by grace. And if it wasn't for His grace, if He didn't lay His grace on me, I'd still be where I was at or dead. But He saved me. He gave me everlasting life. And now today, here's what I got. I got perfect peace. I got perfect peace. I got to what the Bible says, the peace that passes understanding. You know, I've seen people, and I've went to hospital and visited people before. They'd be sick. They had cancer and they were dying and I knew it. So they wanted the preacher to go up, and I go. And I walked in, and I'd go in there sometimes, and these old saints of God would look and say, Jeff, I'm ready to go up. Pray for me, would you? I'm ready to go up. Isn't that a glorious thing to know that if you die today, where will you go? Go to glory. That's where we want you to go. Not to have everlasting life is to die without Jesus. And what you have and what you must have is you must have everlasting life. But one of the things that I'm concerned over is witnessing to people. That bothers me a good bit. I don't know how much you witness, which that's probably not none of my business. But we need to talk to people about Jesus. You know, sometimes when I worked at the drum plant, one of the things I'd always do when I'd drive up the road, I had 15 minutes, and I said, Lord, today. Because I worked with all the drums and stuff. I was on the dock. So all these truck drivers, that's why God put me there. All these truck drivers would come in. So they had to, guess who they had to deal with? They had to deal with the preacher. They'd come in, and they get to talking to me. What do you do? What do y'all do for fun around here? I said, well, I go to church on Wednesdays and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. And I'd love for you to go with me. Are you going to be over? And I'll show you, and you can come down and you come to church with me, you know. You witness to people. But you got to tell them. Somebody's got to tell them. Each one of you that is born again tonight, We each, every individual Christians in this church, should reach out for souls. Souls in our family. Sometimes that, and you know what? Here, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one more thing. Do you pray for it? Do you pray for it? Do you pray for souls? Now, if you don't pray for souls, then you don't care for souls. All God's people say it. Now, I'm not trying to be hateful, but I'm telling you, if you don't pray for lost people, that they'd be born again, if you don't pray for your unsaved friends and unsaved family members, then you don't care. We must be caring people for those who are lost. Because when they're lost, you know what happens when they're lost? I'm going to close with this. You know what happens when they're lost? The moment they die, the next conscious thought is they will be in hell. And I'm telling you the truth. I'm not trying to work something up or anything of that nature. I'm just telling you. That's what's going to happen. What do? We tell them. Tell them about Jesus. He's able to open your heart. He's the only one that can open your heart. Did you realize that? You can't open your heart. Only God can open your heart. Remember Lydia, the seller of purple, whose heart? He opens it. God deserves the glory for the open heart. He's the one that does it. Pray for it. All God's people say it. I'm going to quit. Let's all stand. Thank you. I didn't get half done.